Attorney General Mark Brnovich took aggressive action on Wednesday afternoon, filing a motion to remove a decades-old injunction, which currently prevents prosecutors from filing criminal charges against doctors who perform abortions. It's the latest step by Brnovich's office since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade to revert Arizona's abortion laws to territorial days. To learn more about what this could mean going forward, I'm joined by Kaipo Nanea Matsumura of Loyola Law School and formerly of ASU's O'Connor College of Law. Professor, there continues to be confusion about abortion law in Arizona, in part because of Governor Doug Ducey's comments related to a 15-week ban he signed prior to the Supreme Court's recent ruling. So how does the action by Brnovich affect any of that?
There is confusion still because, you know, over the years, Arizona legislators have really enacted numerous laws to try to test the constitutionality of, or, you know, test the boundaries of the Roe and Planned Parenthood versus Casey decisions. And so we're in the situation where we have just a whole host of laws that are obviously overlapping. This territorial law is the broadest prohibition on abortion in the sense that it criminalizes providing all abortions, even in instances of rape or what the statute says is a defective fetus. And so what the attorney general has basically done is said that I think that this most expansive criminal law is the law that governs under the circumstances, and I want to enforce that law. And so it's a little bit of an example of prosecutorial discretion, where as long as the law, as far as the attorney general is concerned, as long as the law is legal, is constitutional, that's the law that his office is choosing to enforce.
Depending on what a judge decides going forward, is this something that could only then be remedied by the legislature meeting and coming up with some sort of new statute, new law related to Arizona on this issue? And until then, the Attorney General's office would be able to enforce as it sees fit.
So a couple things. First, it's not clear that the Superior Court needs to relieve the Attorney General from the previous judgment. Okay, so the Attorney General has made a motion under Arizona Rule of Civil Procedure 60B5, which allows a party to ask the court to relieve it from the earlier judgment based on a change in the law. But that is a discretionary motion. It's also not clear that Arizona's law would be constitutional under Dobbs, the U.S. Supreme Court's most recent decision, because of differences between that law and the Mississippi law that was at issue in the Dobbs case. And further, the Arizona state constitution may provide protections for women's right to obtain an abortion, because states are free through their constitutions to create greater protections for individuals than the federal constitution. That said, it seems like an uphill battle along all of those lines. And so, yes, if courts ultimately decide that the territorial abortion ban is constitutional under the state and federal constitution, then the solution would have to be a political one. The legislature could change the law. You know, we revise our criminal laws all the time. Mm-hmm. And so that's one way that a change could happen. And there's also a possibility, if the legislature is not willing to do that, for Arizona voters to enact a right to abortion through an initiative.
Attorney General Brnovich obviously is running for Senate, but regardless of that, his term as Attorney General will be over at the end of this year. If he's replaced by someone who disagrees with him on this issue, does it become an enforcement issue? Or if the law is in fact on the books, that is going to be whoever's in that Attorney General's office has to follow the law?
There is prosecutorial discretion. And so, you know, the Attorney General really sets the tone. And so it was quite possible that a different Attorney General might do what Governor Ducey suggested should happen, which is just enforce the 15-week ban, not the complete ban. You know, we've seen other examples in various situations where prosecutors have not enforced laws with which they disagree. For example, you know, federal drug laws. Although people get upset about that, it's not so easy to force a prosecutor to actually prosecute a case that they don't want to prosecute. So that does, you know, there is a possibility that the laws might not be as vigorously enforced under a new attorney general, but the cloud of uncertainty, the possibility that a doctor will be prosecuted for a felony or a misdemeanor for engaging in certain conduct will likely still deter that conduct, basically. And so the mere threat of it or uncertainty about it will still be quite damaging.
That is Professor Kaiponenea Matsumura from the Loyola Law School, formerly of the O'Connor College of Law at ASU. Professor, thank you for taking us through a complicated measure. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much.